special program in living color on NBC.
It's Stoff Pod 20.
What's so special about it, Stoff?
Well, today we're saluting one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
Oh, Manimal?
Manimal?
Yeah, don't you remember that show about the man who could turn into an animal whenever he wanted to? We used to love that show, Stoff. I was on the edge of my seat. Of course, we had small chairs in those days.
Whatever happened to Manimal?
Oh, it was a sad thing, Stoff. One episode, he turned into a fungus, and he got stuck, and they canceled him.
Oh, it's not Manimal. It's Star Trek.
Oh, Star Trek may the great bird of the universe lay an egg in your aft nozzle.
My what? Jeez, what are you on this morning?
Well, Stoff, I have to confess, before we started recording, I raised a toast in honor of the 20th Stoff Pod.
Oh, no. Guzzler's gin?
That's right, Stoff. Smooth! That's one for the Red Skelton fans.
You gonna be okay, Cool Daddy?
Yeah, I'm fine, Stoff. You know, it's hot in here.
Anyway, were you there for the first episode?
I sure was.
Soon, the galaxy premiere of Star Trek, rocketing in on NBC Week. The first adult space adventure blasts off Thursday, September 15th.
You notice they don't use the Star Trek theme on that short promo? And here's another promo from 1966. And again, no Star Trek music.
Here among a billion stars, a lonely ship streaks along an endless path. It's the mammoth starship Enterprise. Follow her trackless journey each week on Star Trek. William Shatner stars as Captain James Kirk, Starship Commander, and Leonard Nimoy stars as Science Officer Spock, half Earthling, half Vulcanian. There are hazards that beset the Enterprise and its crew on board ship and on alien planets. Don't miss Star Trek in color.
You know, it's an interesting thing, Cool Daddy. The first pilot they filmed, the first one without Kirk.
Captain Pike.
Yeah, right. That used the famous Star Trek theme, composed by Alexander Courage. When the network said, nah, do another pilot, they did a second one, this time with William Shatner as the lead.
As Captain Kirk.
Right. And it had the narrative. And at first they were going to use a different theme. Listen to this.
Enterprise log, Captain James Kirk commanding. We are leaving that vast cloud of stars and planets which we call our galaxy. Behind us, Earth, Mars, Venus, even our sun, are specks of dust. A question. What is out there in the black void beyond? Until now, our mission has been that of space law regulation, contact with Earth colonies, and investigation of alien life. But now, a new task. A probe out into where no man has gone before.
Wait, stop it there. And then it went to the theme music, showing the titles and who was starring in it, and this was the music.
But they ultimately decided to go back to the regular one.
That's right. And, of course, after three seasons, it got canceled. Part of the problem was moving to Friday nights at 10 o'clock.
Captain Kirk of the Starship Enterprise. Join us each week for exciting, exotic adventures in outer space. Remember, all hands are expected to be ready for a Star Trek through our galaxy on Friday nights here on KT, Full Color, Miami.
He sounds optimistic, don't he?
He shouldn't have been. Although the influence of Star Trek within a year after cancellation, Cheer Laundry Detergent ran this interesting commercial with a Spock-like character.
Come on, kid, get your sweater. Let's go.
Bye, Mom.
Hot water wash. Okay. Cold water wash. Pretty clean.
Aw, they didn't look that good. When can I stop kidding myself?
Right now. Out of the future comes all-temperature cheer with the all-temperature clean.
But they're powerful ingredients.
Certainly they're powerful. to give you the best-looking wash your world has seen in hot water, warm, cool, cold, and everything in between.
Terrific. Now that's white.
Cheer gives you a great-looking white in hot water.
And in cold water, that's clean.
Cheer beats even the leading cold water detergent.
Wait till you see my kids tomorrow.
I'll be watching. All temperature cheer.
Boy, is this stuff clean, and at all those temperatures. All temperature.
I remember that commercial.
And then, in the early 70s, there was the animated Saturday morning version of Star Trek. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, and that they used all the actors in their voices.
Yes, they did. Although, strangely enough, again, they didn't use the real theme.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
All right, stuff. Hey, we gonna play that promo you did?
Nobody wants to hear my old stuff.
Yes, they do, stuff. Play it.
All right.
Morning, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Stomp. Its unending mission, to explore strange new oldies, to seek out new lyrics and new syncopations, to boldly go where no radio announcer has gone before. Can't get up? We'll beam you up. Weekday mornings, 6 to 9 on Cool 95.3, 104.1 Watertown.
Well, all I can say is, Stoff, nuh pa!
Was that Klingon?
Yeah, it means,
I don't want to know what it means. All I want to do is say, bye-bye for now. Stoff Pod 21 is coming soon.
We'll see ya.
This has been a Pillar production of the NBC Television Network.
The plant acts as a depository. Mr. Spack.
Unless you veer off, I shall blow my brains out.
And Captain, you're in good hands with Triple.